Let's get to Pat Pagano in the Weather Center. Good morning, Pat.
You are falling apart, boy.
It's amazing. The computer on the left took about 20 minutes to start this morning. I have no idea why. Finally working. My headset didn't feel right on my head this morning. You know when you wear something day in, day out, there's a certain feeling. And the feeling wasn't there. And I took them off about 2 minutes ago, and boom, I found out why. They had broken, and they're no longer held together the proper way. Exact same headphones that I had 20 years, and the newer versions lasted not even five. I tell you.
Okay, well, you are going to need your umbrella today. It's showering. There'll be thunderstorms.
Yep. There was 80 degrees. There
were
some thunderstorms that just hit just smacked by Salisbury last night, but missed most of the rest of the area.
Yeah, that's the way this will be. And it'll all be out by tonight, clearing 55 to 60. Sunny, that's humid Friday, middle 80s. There'll be some sun Saturday, 75 to 80, but then clouds with showers on Sunday, 70 to 75, and early next week as well. There is an upper lull that is going to be moving toward the mid-Atlantic states, and it's not going to be in any great hurry to get out of here. So that does mean unsettled weather, at least for the early part of next week.
Well, it doesn't matter because, once again, we found out this week that the Wasaic Project Big Festival has been canceled for this summer. Canaan Railroad Days has been canceled for this summer. Of course, Lime Rock is not open yet, and we lost the Goshen Fair. We lost the Dutchess County Fair. I mean, so really there's nothing to do on the weekends anyways.
What a shame.
Really, when you think about it, I mean, this is absolutely, you can actually call this the lost summer of 2020.
I understand. And I tell you, one of the biggest problems now, in my opinion, is how you see the virus count rising. I think in something like 21 states. And this is all because a lot of states reopened very quickly. And then, of course, now with the protesting, a lot of people are getting together in crowds. And that's a problem. So I think this is just, you know, unfortunately, it's just going to put everything on the back burner.
Hey, I think you're right. And we should have to worry about that. But people don't worry about that. So I don't know what to say.
I mean, we're doing well, you know, Connecticut, New Jersey, New York. We're doing very, very well. We listened. We stuck to the rules, and it paid off.
But now we have to still stick to the rules because we don't want it to come back.
That's right.
But people aren't. People are saying, well, there's no need for this.
Right. No, you can't do that.
Yeah.
You can't do that because we still don't know. If people who are anti-symptomatic, if they could carry the virus. They still don't know that.
It's just all mixed up. But anyway, so are you having any technical problems this morning?
Not so far this morning, but yesterday I had big problems with our online banking. Real big problems because I couldn't get on there to make deposits or anything like that. Started at 9 a.m. calling the bank. I got a return phone call at 5:30.
That was a big help.
Right. And we kind of figured it out, or I kind of figured it out, that by changing the browser, things would work, and that's how it worked.
What did you have to change to? Google?
Microsoft Edge.
Oh, okay. Did your computer get an update?
No, it didn't. See, that's what I thought originally, but it didn't. So the bank itself went through a big change. So I think whatever they did affected a lot of people.
And did you get that station straightened out with the emails and stuff like that?
I sent emails to everybody yesterday and asked them, you know, whether or not they were getting them. And everybody I sent to, including you, said yes. So the problems got to lie within that one client.
Yep.
They either have to look in their trash, like you said, and say yes, accept this, or they have to get their IT guy on the case and find out what's going on.
All right. So quickly re-summarize in the next 5 seconds.
Showers and a thunderstorm.
All right.
Easy.
All right. We'll speak to you tomorrow, Pat.
All right, Marcy. You take care.
Bye-bye. Pat Pagano this morning at the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robinhood Radio.